Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is pre-Valentine's Day. It's Saturday, February 13, 2016, and I am in a beautiful Dallas, suburb of Dallas, and I have my beautiful co-host, Stacy, on the line as well. She is hailing out of Fort Worth, Texas. And we want to welcome you and thank you for joining us in yet another episode of Tea Talk Time. And as we always do, Stacy and I, we have a list of topics that we go through and determine every week what topic we're going to select. So this one in particular, I'm really anxious to get into. It's a really good topic of discussion. Ironically, in one of the groups that Stacy and I are both in, this question was brought up as well. And there's a little bit, I would probably say a lot of discussion around the overall topic of body count. How many sexual partners have you had in your lifetime? And just how to bring up the discussion or whether or not you are even discussing the true number with your mate when that question comes up. But like I stated, I have Stacy on the line. We're probably about 40 miles from each other, but we're still in the DFW area. Sometimes temperature outside is somewhat different, even with that short distance, but it's kind of breezy where I am. How is it there in Fort Worth?
Morning, Dee. How are you, beautiful? Well, let's see. It's a little bit chilly. The sun, however, is coming out. I went for a run in the park this morning because I really didn't feel like being cooped up in the gym. And it was chilly nonetheless, but I'm still proud of my little, 400 calories. But so it's chilly on my side. I do see the sun coming out, though, so I hope the day gets warmer because we've been having a lot of that this week where our morning starts out a little bit in the chilly side, and then by the afternoon it gets absolutely gorgeous where we're having like 7 degrees weather for the past couple of days, and I've been enjoying it because I have island blood, and that type of weather is just perfect for me. I'm not a cold person at all, so I can't really, for me, I can't wait for the spring. Honestly, I'm over this cold mornings and cold nights. So that's what the temperature is like on my side of town, and I'm anxious to get into the topic too, as Dee said. And thank you guys again for those that may be listening online, for continue to follow us and continue to tune in with us. We do consider what we think the general public may want to discuss or hear about, too, when we do come up with our topics. And check out the previous show that we had. Last week's show, too, was a very great show. We talk about breaking the ice and how to have different conversations at different points, to start a conversation or even getting to know somebody at first. And you may have, some type of apprehensions about how to approach the person or whatever it is. So definitely check that show out as well, guys. So, the body count. Okay. how I feel about this question. All right. As I've gotten older, to me, the question is not that important to me. I have asked a question in the past. And what I realize is that, when people always say that women, we always ask for trends, transparency, we always ask for honesty, but sometimes we don't necessarily want to hear the truth or we can't take it. I realized I did not necessarily want the answer because the answer that I got, my jaw dropped. I'm not ashamed or afraid to tell anybody, Stacy has been a little bit sheltered when it comes to certain things. Not green, just sheltered, meaning I just don't indulge in everything that is out there. Not that I'm green to what is going on, I just don't indulge. However, at that point, I realized I didn't really care to know the answer anymore. The only thing that I care to know, and I can't stress it enough, is it clean? Has it been tested? And does it work? And you know, on how do you believe that I'm the only one that should be getting it? And once we clear those four things off the table, then I don't care where it has been. I just need to know where it's going and if it's clean and if it works. I'm sorry. Kim, if you're listening, this is an adult show. This is not for children. So I apologize to the parents that may be in the car that are listening on their phone to us or however it is. I'm sorry, but, you know, we both try to be to as true to ourselves as we possibly can when we're having this conversation. And that's where I am at this point in my life. As I said, I have asked the question before, and I realized that my feelings was hurt. It really was hurt because I started, like, looking at you one-sided, you know, like, what? Did you never take a break at any point in your life? What is that? That was my response. And I couldn't leave it alone. I couldn't leave it alone, Dee. So for you know, in the past couple of years, I've decided that I don't want to know anymore, you know, and the things that I just listed to you are the things now that are important to me. And once we cover those bases, I don't care about the number anymore.
You know, for me specifically, I think when you are younger, I think age and your relationship status plays a major factor in that number. So just breaking it down, if you are early 20s and you have a high number, what's considered high, that number at 21 may seem high, but especially if you started being promiscuous, let's say 4 years earlier at 17, a number, I won't even throw a number out there, may consider to be high at 21, but that same number at 34 may not be considered high because of the number of years you've been sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, like I said, as I grow older, I really don't even think people give the true number. And I can't remember asking, I might have, but me, I am not liberal, so it's not like I've had a lot of partners. Me personally, I don't think to ask that, and a lot of times when a guy asks, if your number is low, they don't believe it, you know, and vice versa. If a woman asks a guy, number is what she considers to be low, they don't believe it. So that's one part when I say the age. Number two is your relationship status. If you've been in a committed relationship for umpteen years, a marriage or just a relationship where you've only been with one partner, that also plays a factor in your count. Just because one person's count lower than the next does not really, in my opinion, speak to who this person is as an individual as it relates to a relationship. And I think when people do ask, it's people that they're not trying to have, that they're trying to actually build something with. Because if it's, in my opinion, my thoughts, is if it's a one-night stand, do you really care how many people this person has been with? You know, those standards are reduced depending on, in my opinion, depending on where you're trying to go with this relationship or this individual. And that's just my take and my thoughts of it. I think Stacey brings out a good point. What's most important is the level of commitment that you and that person share if you are in a committed relationship. So one, how many people you've been with sexually? Number two, if you're in a relationship with me, are we going to be exclusive with each other, meaning we're not going to have sex with anyone else? So I agree with that. I completely agree because it only takes one time. And, I mean, the fear for most people, for me, mm-hmm. if someone is highly promiscuous,
right.
My concern is have you used protection? Because a guy at the age of 34 may have only had four sexual partners in his life. But it only takes one slip up in order to contract any type of disease, any type of STD. So just because, let's say, Eric only had four people that he was involved in, does not make him any safer than, say, for instance, David, who slept with over 50 women. If David used protection the whole time through, whereas Eric did not. So, you know, a lot of people equate your body count with your, you know, your status as it relates to sexually transmitted disease. You know, you could have just as much sex or intercourse as a person in a committed relationship. Say, for instance, you've been married for 15 years. You could be more sexually active, only been with one person for 15 years, than that single person who has not been in a relationship for 15 years. Whereas a single person may have to, may come through a period of time where they're not being active at all with anyone because they're not in a relationship. Whereas that other individual who is married or in a committed relationship is probably having more sex. So the amount of sex that you have, the amount of people that you're with, does not guarantee, in my opinion, that you are STD-free. And to be honest with you, that's really the main concern that most of us should be worried about.
Exactly.
Is this person's how responsible they were when they mm-hmm. were indulging in sexual intercourse with 50 women or with two women, because it only takes one time. That's
exactly.
just my overall take to, with it. So I agree with you. As I get older, I really don't care to know. It's not even a topic of discussion. If asked, I'll say, but a lot of times it's like, I don't believe it. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm with Stacy. I deal with what's going on in the now and
exactly.
where we're going from this point.
Exactly. And it's funny, Dee, that when I was looking at different, you know, because as Dee mentioned, this was a question that was asked in a group that we're both in as well. But we actually had this on our topic of things to discuss since last year, because I was listening to an interview and I couldn't believe it was the Breakfast Club. And, you know, Charlamagne asked this of my girl there from Power. Can't remember her name right now, but she's from 3LW. She's the dark-skinned one that used to be a part of 3LW, the pretty one. She's in Power now. Anyways, he asked her that question. And I was like, what? That's so inappropriate. I thought for you to ask a woman that on the air that you're not even dating. And she was, like, shocked. And then she was like, what? Are we asking people this type of question now? And he was like, yeah, people are asking those questions to people that you're dating. And then I was watching, you know, some old clips, a rerun of Sex and the City, and the question came up again amongst Carrie and Samantha and the rest of them on the top. And I was like, you know, and as I said, prior to me hearing that interview and watching the rerun, it's a question that I have asked myself. And I realized that I didn't necessarily really want to hear the answer to that question. And then it came to me, as I said, as I grew, you know, and you mature, that is a question that I really don't care to know the answer to anymore. What is important to me is, you know, how you feel about monogamy. And as I said, is it clean? Has it been tested? And does it work? And how do you...
What do you mean, does it work? Like, I'm sorry, I just can't get...
Meaning, is there any, you know, issues going on there? Or you want any medication that if you take it, then
okay, thank you.
It's not functional. You know,
I'm sorry, guys. I might be a little slow this morning. I'm like, what do you mean, does it work? Okay.
That type of situation.
Is it functional?
Right. Is it functional? You know, is there any issues that I need to know about? You know, do you have any medical concerns where, you know, we have to restrict how functional it is and how often the functionality should take place?
I can't deal with Stacey.
Okay. Moving on. So, and you know, those have become my questions, especially when I think of the age category of men that I think right now that are on the mature level in terms of a mate, when I'm thinking about my mate now and my partner, and I'm thinking it's a possibility I may end up with somebody that maybe is, you know, 10 or 15 years older than myself, just because of the maturity and where I am in my life and what I'm looking for. So that's why now, as they say, as you grow, sometimes the things that are important to you and your deal breakers, it changes. So moving on from that, I was looking at a survey, Dee, and it says, and this is what brought me to the whole double standard thing, which is one of the questions I put in, is it a double standard? Because the survey says, showing the desirable number of sexual partners for both sexes as revealed, some men think it is okay to have slept with 6 times more people than women have. Here we go again with a double standard about women and men, how women are perceived versus how a man is perceived, and it's okay for them to do certain things and it's not okay for us to do certain things. You know, they can paint the town red all their entire life and they just get a thumbs up and, you know, a bump on the fist or, you know, a tap on the butt and well done. And if a woman explores her sexuality that way, then of course she's looked upon as a harlot, a tramp, a slut, sleaze, whatever all the different names they want to throw out there. And I thought that was a little bit unfair because both parties, in my opinion, both men and women should have a certain degree and a certain amount of standards for their body and how they you know, and this is just me. Everybody has a right. Everybody is in control of their own body, and everybody has a right to live their own life. But for me personally, I think there shouldn't be any double standards. I think both male and female should respect their body. They should honor their body and realize it is a temple, and you should be careful of all whoever you let come worship in your temple. And you should be mindful, too, of how often you're letting, because not every energy out there you want to take on, especially for us women being the receiver of sex. But I don't think they should be chastised for exploring their sexuality if that's what they choose to do, and be more, you know, as Dee said, I guess, liberal in how they choose to engage in sex and all of that type of stuff, because we're in an age now where people are going to orgies, sex parties, and all of that type of stuff, which I will share a lot of the information on the blog, because even you would not believe the amount of stuff that I find and what people are doing, you know, and how people are racking their numbers up in just one night, you know, going from 2 to 5 people in a night because they're going to sex parties and stuff like that, and on a regular basis. The information was crazy. However, I still don't think women should be judged more than men. But we live in a world where there's a lot of double standard across the board in a lot of areas, not just this particular one, but a lot of the other areas that we are unfairly judged and looked upon differently versus a man. And I've seen it all the time, and I hear it all the time too, not just amongst friends, but even in your community when you're growing up. In Jamaica, too, they used to have little sayings and things. And I'm like, but the boys are doing the same thing. And she's deemed a different way. And he is not. And then people think that he deserves a nice, wholesome person, but she doesn't. And I'm like, she's somebody's child, too. And why is it okay for him and not okay for her?
Right. And I think, I think it goes back to as we get older,
mm-hmm.
You know, those things aren't as important to men, in my opinion. I'm not a man, obviously. But I think as we get older, people understand that, okay, she's lived her life.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived my life. And here I have met a wonderful being, and I'm going to let her past be her past, just like I want my past to be my past. I think people may come into that issue and concern, most people, it's my opinion,
mm-hmm.
Is the concern when you're younger.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If she is the one who's always at these college parties, you know, in your 20s, and she's with this guy, you know, every other week, then she can be conceived as a whore, you know, and those type of behaviors most people do when they're younger anyway. Don't get it twisted. We got some 30-year-old, 40-year-old women that are out there as well. But I think as men get older, they become a little less concerned about a woman's past once they get to a certain point. And that's just, you know, my overall thought and opinion about it. But you're right, there is a double standard type that's always been existent, in society, where women are held at a higher standard than men, even though it takes two to tango when it comes to, you know, having sex. But I think men put women in several different categories.
Mm-hmm.
The main category, I think, or the, if we can split them up into, I know it's more than two, but we can look at it as maybe a person who is easy and a person who's wifey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the women that are easy to, you know, they're put in that category and they are treated with less regard and less respect, and that's where the stereotype I feel comes from, like, well, even though I slept with her, she's not wholesome, or she's not somebody that I would be with. And so the women who are, quote unquote, a little bit more promiscuous or open to having sex, don't have a problem with their body count, are the ones who ends up getting the bad rep and reputation, because they're willing to indulge just as much as men. It's not fair, and it's not necessarily right, but unfortunately it is what it is. But, you know, like, as you make our own decisions, we make our own choices, you know, it is what it is. But like you stated, or you even posed a question, would you want to know? Stacey and I both have stated, you know, it really doesn't matter, because what matters is what's in the now.
Right.
And we're moving forward with it, because we really can't change the past and what's happened in the past or the things that we have done in our past. Some people really don't even know their number.
Because I don't think a lot of people have actually sat down and thought about it until maybe the question is actually directly asked. That's probably at that point when they think about it. And it's not that I have asked that many people that particular question. As I said, I've actually only asked three guys that question. As I said, my feelings really was hurt. And that's when I learned, and this was years ago, that I really don't want to know the answer. So, we both agree on that standpoint, that we both don't want to know, because we're trying to deal with the present. And then as long as we clear up the whole, you know, how do you feel about monogamy? You know, have you been tested? You know, what are your results? That type of situation. Those are the questions now that I care about. That part of it, I really don't care. I don't want to know anymore, because I don't want to get my feelings hurt. And I just feel that it's not a mature question that anybody should ask, I think, at our age anymore.
Right, because you can't base that off of.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, if we're young, and we're like 18, and you say you've had 20, and you just started 2 years ago or last year, I'm going to be like, okay, all right. That's good to know. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's
an issue. Let's divide that into 12 and see how many people you're averaging a month. You know,
it's funny you said that, because what is the song that Drake sings? Is it Drake or Lil Wayne that says, if she tells you that her number is 5, you need to divide that by 3?
I don't know. I thought that was in a movie, but I could be wrong.
No, it's in the song. He said he needed, if she tells you her number, it's the one that he's talking about, the girl. He used to sneak through her dorm windows and whatnot. And if her number is, if she tells you that her number
is
5.
If you're sneaking through a dorm window, I'm going to think it's Drake. More than
And he said, if she tell you her number is 5, you need to multiply it by 3, is what he said in the song. And I was like, oh my gosh. But
that's not necessarily the case. But let's move on to the second thing that Stacey did bring up, was she said, would you want to know? But number 2, would you tell yours? If your number is questionable, or what you may have considered high, and you're sitting in on the couch, and you guys are discussing, you know, past relationships, and your woman brings up that question, or your man poses that question, and if your number is high, are you kind of like, you go first? You know, how are you honest? If you hear their number and their number seems to be quite conservative compared to yours, you know, how do you handle that? My number count, body sounds so brutal to me, but my number count is low. So, I mean, it is what it is. But if you are sitting next to your woman and you guys are talking about it, and she's like, yeah, I've only been with two guys, and you know that you yourself, in your 4 years at college when you was wild and out, you add that to what you're doing, you know, and since college, and that number may be, I don't know, maybe 10 times hers, maybe 20. And she's only had two. And you know your number is probably 20. Do you say 20? Do you say 8? Do you try to avoid that answer? And then on the flip side, fellas, if your woman number is 15 and your number is 3, are you feeling less of a man because of the image and the stereotypes that are set forth in our society? You know, I wonder how people handle that when they feel that their number compared to their mate or the person they're sexually active with is considerably different.
Well, see here. Well, let me, for me personally, when I had those three separate conversations, the question was then turned around on me. Two individuals actually didn't believe what my answer was, just like Dee stated, they don't believe you anyways, because it's not like we were, you know, involved that way at the time when we were having the conversation. So they're like, I don't believe you. And I was like, oh, okay. But, you know, I was fine with it because I knew I actually was being honest. I did give the exact precise what it was because it was the God to honest truth. And I was not believed. But as I said, one of those persons hurt my feelings, but because, well, this was the thing that he said, and that's what made me kind of quaint, you know, squint my eye, kind of look at you the wrong way. He said, I'm proud to say as a man that I can still count on, I still can count my 10 fingers, and I moved down to my 10 toes, and I still have room left on one foot. That was his answer. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, so are you, okay, you can't give me a good number, you're just going to say that's your answer.
That's
so I'm like,
20.
It sounds like, right, I'm like, are you, that mean you're saying, I said, in my mind, that sounds like there possibly could be more. And he was like, no, I'm just saying I'm proud enough, I'm proud as a man at my age. And I'm like, but you're in your 30s. You know, proud, and he was very proud of himself. Honestly, he was. I'm proud to say, as a man of my age, that I still have room left on my toes. I'm completing my plan.
That's a good thing.
But exactly, and that's what
you know.
But when he said it years later, after I thought about it, I said to myself, "But he's absolutely right." Especially when I'm looking at this survey. One of the ladies in the survey here, and I'm just going to go with her because she's the one that baffled me the most. She's 37, a sex educator, and her count is 100. And these are women that publicly, there are pictures of them and everything, because this was done by MaryClaire.com, Sex, Love, and Advice. And all these women show their face. They weren't ashamed to show their face. And the title, the article is titled, What is Your Number? Five women tallied up their sexual score. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I guess that's why he told it with such you know, pride, like he has nothing to be ashamed of. I'm just going to tell you what it is.
Well, yeah, I just, and you're right. It that may be, for the most part, a low number considering age
and the time we live in. Yeah, so he was very proud of himself. He was like,
I'm
very
pretty
proud.
Sure there's some listeners is kind of like, okay, that's nothing. You know,
right. Exactly. Like this lady that I'm telling you about, you know, she's actually a sex educator. And the thing is, she started having sex at the age of 11. So she's now 37, because this article was just published October and of last year. And she's had 100 partners.
She's had what?
She's had 100 partners. She's 37 years old, but she started at the age of 11. And, you know,
okay, let's just be fair, okay? I mean, literally, let's just be fair. She's been having sex for 26 years?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So that's like 4 years. That's one every season, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
That's excessive to me. Not being judgmental, just doing the math. But if we look at it, let's just be honest, who's really keeping count? After so many, like, who's really writing down names and remembering and keeping count?
I'm glad you said that. Her Lina Chang is her name. She's 23. She's a writer. Went to Harvard. Her count is 30. And she actually started a blog in college because she started documenting every experience she has had. And she started a blog and talking about the experience in the different guys. Then she built up a reputation on college, and people started calling her, you know, the campus whore, all of this and all of that, until her blog went viral. And this I'm talking about within the last year and a half, her blog went viral, and then the Washington Post gave her a job to write on. You know, to write a, she has a column in the Washington Post now, I'm sorry, guys, writing stuff like that. And her number started going up in college when she started going to different sex parties and orgies and all of that type of stuff. So, yeah, there are women, because she's one of the women, and there's another one in this post here, or this article, that they actually kept numbers. And I remember a couple of years on The Game, when the question was asked of, I think it was the one that played the doctor, I can't remember her name now, on the show was asking what's her name, and they were going through that, she was remembering and started counting, and that's when she too was like, oh my gosh, she was almost at 100, and she was like, she's always quick to call people sluts, and then she's now thinking about her number, and she started crying. That episode was funny, but anyways. To answer the question, yeah, they're actually women that keeps track, like this particular girl here.
Yeah, I guess it's, that was kept track because she kept a diary.
Yep, and she started blogging about it, too.
So I can understand, but for the majority of us that do not have diaries, that are not keeping track of who we are with, how's especially men. Women are more prone, come on, women are more prone to remember each and every detail as opposed to men, or as compared to men. Men are not necessarily walking around with diaries, writing down their experiences in life, no matter how grand those experiences may be. But at the end of the day, who's really keeping count? No!
Well, where did the concept came from the little black book that they say a man throughout his little black book when he meets the one, or a
that's
woman
the
throughout?
That's to me, figuratively speaking, the black
mm-hmm.
book represents all the women that he can contact for dating
purposes. Okay.
Sexual, yeah. So that's not a diary. That's just saying, hey, the women that are single, ready to mingle, that I have access to now that I'm
okay.
being married, I'm going to throw my black book out.
Okay.
But as far as diaries, I don't know of any guy that had a diary at all. We kind of like start as women dealing with our emotions and you know, have pen pals and diaries. I've had tons of diaries as a young girl. But boys, sitting down writing about their feelings and then moving and transitioning into young adults, early adulthood, adolescence, and off to college, I don't see a man writing a diary about his relationships with the women that he's had sex with. Now, there's some experiences that are probably more memorable than others. So, you know, for men, but I don't think they're keeping track like that as women have.
Okay.
Or can. Because men can't even remember their anniversary dates. And, you know what I'm saying? Like,
or birthday.
Exactly.
Oh, well, you're right. I have to agree with you on that. I never quite looked at it the way that you explained it. I'm glad, you know, that we have different, we're able to have different opinion perspective on stuff all the time, because I've never quite looked at it that way. So I'm glad you said that and look at it that way. But I think we probably could go to the phone lines now and try to see if we can have some of our listeners chime in and what is what their thought and perspective is on this, and if they agree with us in what we and me and Dee have explained so far about would you want to know and would you tell your own, and if your past count was questionable, would that alter your feelings towards a person, or do you believe what lies in the past stays in the past? Which actually,
now,
we answered all of those questions.
We understand we're not, if you choose to remain silent, because we see your numbers.
Yes.
That's fine when Stacey's prompts you to speak. If you're wanting to speak on the topic, go ahead and jump in. If not, we'll just resume, go to the next caller, or go to our next bullet point. Also understand, we are not asking what your body count is.
No, I don't care.
We don't care.
We just want to know your perspective on the topic overall.
Right.
So with that being said, thank you for throwing that disclaimer out. The person that has been with us for quite a while, so I think they have listened to majority of the call. I'm going to go with that person first. Phone number ending with 4625, because we're not going to give out your entire number. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. And if you choose to say something, then the floor is yours.
Now, another thing that, caller?
Good morning, caller. Number ending with 4625. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Stacy. D was cutting me off.
Hello, Lauren. How are you? Good morning.
Good. So I've been listening in, and I've been having this conversation in several groups on Facebook. My perspective is just, I don't want to know. I don't need to know. I feel like what matters is what you do once we're together. Whatever you did in the past is really not my business. At this point, I can't say, I mean, it might make me feel some type of way if you tell me you've been with 100 people. I don't know, you know. I don't even want to face that, because the past is the past. The only thing that would concern me is whatever your number is, if most of those people are people in my circle that I know, that I, like, see all the time, if I'm going to events, or, you know, like, they're at my church, or they're
at your job,
you know, part of my job, or
community,
part of an organization that I'm heavily involved in. And if I can walk in a room and, you know, you've been with a quarter of the room and I know them, that's a problem for me. You know, nobody wants to just know that, you know, this person and this person over here that I actually hold conversations with, probably hang out with sometimes, like, they've been with my man, you know? And I think that, I know guys definitely feel the same way. I know they do. So that would be my only concern. Other than that, you know, I don't care. As long as you're STD free, and as long as once we're a couple, you keep your legs closed, unless it's with me, I'm good. So that's kind of, you know, that's what I think about it.
Well, Lauren, you are kind of on the same page that we're all on. That's the same perspective and the same opinion and outlook that me and Dee share, is we don't want to know. We just want to know, you know, as I said, has it been tested? Is it clean? And
you said, does it work?
And does it work? Is it functional? And do you believe that I'm the only one, once we decide we're going to be exclusive, should be allowed in that area of your life, that department? And
we definitely want it to work.
Basics, yes, exactly. And once, and as long as it hasn't been anywhere near the same sex, in term you're a man, then I don't care where it has been before.
Yes.
As long as I know it hasn't been looked at, touched, it hasn't been fondled, it hasn't even had a peep at, you have not thought about even going in that direction, then we're good. I don't care about what happened over there, because just like Lauren, I got my feelings hurt. Because, you know, when you tell me I should be proud of you that you still have room left on one of your foot, but you, and I'm like, that sounds to me like there is more, but you're just not sure. You just went with what you could remember. So after that, and this was, you know, as I said, years ago, now I'm at the point, different point in my life where I'm like, I don't care. Those are the things that I list are what I care about now, and that's what I want to hear. That's the conversation we're going to have. I don't care where you were before this.
Right, and I wouldn't even discuss it. I don't want to know. Don't ask me mine, you know. And I don't have a high count, but the thing is, the way that I was raised, more than one is too much. So, you know what I'm saying? And so, for me, like, I don't care to discuss, you know, at all.
Same here.
I don't ask you.
And I don't think a lot of men are asking, to be honest.
I would hope they're
mature at a level they're not asking. As I said, I heard Charlamagne ask, do you remember her name, Dee? I can't remember her name. Ask her that question. And I thought that was a very personal question for you to ask a woman that you're not even dating. And I know
national, but that's what he does.
For
ratings, he's the host
of the Breakfast Club, and he asked her that. She was there doing an interview promoting Power. She's a star of Power. I can't remember her name right now. Anyways,
I think that for guys. I think that for guys, it's a matter of if they don't, as long as they don't hear your name in the street. Like, because you know guys talk. And so as long as your name is not being passed around, you know, amongst all the men, I don't think they really care. If it is, then they don't care what the number is. They care that everybody knows that you're easy. I think that's what guys care about. I don't think there's a number.
I think for some guys who may be sheltered and their number is low, if their woman's number is higher than them, and I won't even say necessarily sheltered, guys that was extremely conservative who they shared their bodies with, if their woman's number is considerably higher than theirs, and it may not even matter, but I think I'm kind of with on the same lines of Lauren as well. You know, as we mature and get older, it's not even real need to ask that question. And I agree completely. They just want to make sure that people don't know your number out in the streets. they don't want their woman to be that girl that everybody done had or that's been easy. I would be concerned, and tell me what you think about this, I would be concerned if the guy I was with didn't care. like, not necessarily he didn't care about the number, but if he knew I was with three or four people that he knew, I would be concerned if the dude really didn't care who the people were if he knew them specifically. That's just my overall take on that. And they're like, I don't care who you with, as long as you with me now. I would be kind of, I would think that I'd be like, well, maybe this ain't something as serious as I think it is. Because every man that I've known has been extremely territorial when it comes to the idea of them personally may know who you've been with, depending on who that person is to them in their life. Kind of like the movie The Brothers, where I think it's called The Brothers, where Morris Chestnut and Gabrielle Union. Gabrielle was with his dad as well.
Oh.
Was it called The Brothers or Brothers?
I think that's what it was.
I think it was The Brothers.
That's what it's called.
I think it was.
But she never slept with his dad, though. They dated. But she still didn't want to tell him because she still think he would have felt some type of way about it.
Right. And they didn't even sleep together.
Yeah, they did not sleep together.
You know what I'm saying?
They didn't sleep together. But but that was what caused their relationship to break up. And they really made a great couple. I'm just talking about the movie here. In the movie, the whole, you know, outline and everything about the movie, they were a great couple until he found that out. He just couldn't handle it. He couldn't wrap his mind around the fact that she dated his dad. And I think it was years before she met him. Or whatever it was that she dated his dad.
Well, and she didn't know
that
it was his dad.
Right, until she showed up to a family function with him. Then that she realized,
I just think it's the level of how they feel about the... If she was just some old regular woman, it probably wouldn't have mattered to him as much. And that's kind of where I'd see that from. But... you know, we're 30-something, and we have generally the same perspective. I don't care. Don't ask me, as Lauren says, don't ask me mine. I'm
right.
Not going to ask yours. And it just matters what we're doing while you and I are in this relationship, as long as you're not sharing
exactly
my love.
Right.
With anybody else.
Right. And as long as we cover the base of whether it works and we don't have any issues, you know, and we don't need to regulate to it working. As long as I know it's clean and been tested and all of that stuff, I don't care. I don't want to know it, you know. I really don't, because I may get my feelings hurt and I'm kind of sensitive. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you, Lauren, for calling in, giving us your take on that. I feel you with the growing up with the idea that one is enough and more than one is an issue. So even though numbers maybe, and I'm just assuming all our numbers tend, the way the conversation is going, our numbers may be smaller than the vast majority of people. Maybe we have a listener who's listening live or listening to the replay who has a higher number that may have a completely different perspective to where they do care because they know they've been out there, you know, and they don't want the same who they're with. I think, though, however, as we get older, we really don't care. We want to know what's going on right now because worrying about what happened in the past 10 years or 15 years, and in some cases 20 years, as far as someone's sexual history, it doesn't really, really matter as what's going on right now in today's world and what's going on with you. And I don't care about your girlfriend when you was 21. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not concerned about what you were doing at 23, 24. I could care less. You know, so I think as we get older, that type of question is either bragging rights for men or shameful for some women. And who really knows that they're getting the right number anyway? Your number's too low, then people are going to assume that you're not giving the right number. Number's too high, you might get might turn people off. So who's really giving them?
Well, you know what they say, for women, multiply by three, and for men, divide by three.
See, I told you. What's his name sing a song about that? That's what I was trying to tell her. That's what he said. If the girl gives you a number.
I don't know about a song, but it's in a movie.
Drake sing a song. Is that a Drake or Lil Wayne? Sing a song about it. That was out last year. Like he said, if any number that the girl or the guy give you, divide it by three or something like that. So.
Okay, it might have been in a song too. I would not be surprised if it was a song, but I think I remember hearing that dialogue or seeing that in a movie. Mhm. Oh, wow ago. So I'm not surprised that it was, you know, moved over to
music
or what have you. So I'm not surprised. But thank you, Lauren, for calling in and giving us your insight and your perspective on it. Hope you have a beautiful Saturday. Thank you for your continued support. And do we have another caller on the line?
Okay, we have some more callers on the line. I'm just not sure. Well, let's see if anyone else wants to say something. If your phone number ends in 6119, we're not going to give out your entire phone number. If you don't want to say anything, then we'll just move on to someone else. Well, that person just hang up.
Okay.
But
you know what?
We are running out of time anyways. So,
we are winding down in time. But, yeah, I think it's a pretty interesting topic. Thank you for Lauren for giving us your insight. We have seemed like we all have the don't ask, don't tell type of policy going on, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't. People concerned about what's going on and who they've been with in the past really and truly does not equate to who that person is today at all. It does not equate to how responsible they are. Maybe they were reckless years ago, but now they're in a completely different place. So, you know, I just think asking that question can bring up some feelings of animosity or feelings of insecurity. That's probably a better word for it. Feelings of insecurity that has no place in a relationship, especially one that's starting out. And hopefully if you are asking that question, you're asking that in the beginning before you make a decision to become intimate, if you know that's an important issue for you. If that's important, that the person has so less than this number, you might want to find that out before you get into a physical relationship. That might be something that you're going to want to know in the beginning. I think, shamelessly, most people are concerned because, like Lauren even stated, Stacy as well as I've seen that topic, and you can even Google it. There's tons of articles on that, and it's called body count, sex count, is the amount of sexual partners your man or woman has important to you. There are tons of articles and conversations that are going on about it, and I feel that people are more concerned about that than they are with the question of protection. I think people are more concerned, people that are hung up about the number and how many people their woman or their girlfriend has been with and vice versa, are not as concerned, and again, I could be wrong, the question as it relates to when's the last time you've been tested.
Or monogamy, you know, how do you feel about monogamy? They seem to be hung up on the wrong things, as you said.
Right.
Who this person is at this point in their life, you know, not getting down to the core of who they are and what their values are. As you mentioned, we go through different stages in our life. Some of us look for love in the wrong places. We search for things. We do different things that we regret or whatever it is. But that doesn't determine who you are right now and the person that you're becoming or the person that you want to become or who you are at this present time in your life. And I don't necessarily think people should be, whatever life you lived before or the choices you made, that you should be whole chastised for it at this point in your life, especially if you're a totally different person, because
right.
Then that would not be fair you know, if we even look at our own lives and look at the grace and mercy that we're living off of, is my perspective on it. So,
well, today's topic, I don't know if there's anything else you needed or wanted to add to it. We did cover basically in today's episode titled Body Count. We covered
Did you drop the
question
phone?
About the body count. Do you want to know? Like, do you really, are you really ready for the answer? That's number one. Number two, would you, do you have any problem giving your number, whether or not it's too high or too low? Society puts a lot of emphasis on a man showing his bravado and being highly desired by women as a great characteristic or a trait to have. And those men who, quote, unquote, conquer as many women as possible, like the phrase, sow your royal oats, men are championed to have as many sexual partners as possible. And if you're a guy, are you open to say, yeah, I've only been with three people and I'm 40? You know, does that make you feel, are you open to give that low number when you're supposed to have a high number according to society standards? And then on the reverse, if you're a woman who's had 100 partners and you're 32, does that make you feel like you are, you know, that he'll judge you or see you differently? So number two that we addressed was, are you comfortable with telling your own body count? And then the last one is, if your body count is questionable, either high or low, or if their body count is questionable, would that change the way you felt about that person? And so those are the three areas that we kind of brushed upon. Stacey and I, unlike last week, agree largely on our views as it relates to the body count. Is it important to us? No. What we care about, what is now. If you ask what our number is, I think Stacey and I will both tell you. If
yeah,
we're, you know, it's
yeah.
My number's straight, you know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm also with Lauren, who called in, who said, you know, the way I was raised, one is too much. You know, I don't have any problem with my number. And will it change my views of the person? I don't think so. I don't even think I've ever... I don't know that I've – oh, I'm pretty sure I asked the question before. Matter of fact, I know I have, but at that point in time, it was with my ex-husband, and we were young. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. So, yeah, it wouldn't – I don't think it changes, but for Stacey, it changed for her, on one of the gentlemen that she was dating. But that's pretty much it that we have for – this particular episode. Stacey, did you have anything in particular that you wanted to add before we draw this episode to a close?
No. It was, once again, a fantastic show, a very good discussion overall. And I think the only thing I would say is that it's never going to be equal or seen equal across the board. There's always going to be a double standard because that's just the society we live in. It's not fair. But, you know, God never promises this world is going to be fair. I'm just glad that we all have new grace and mercy every day that we all are entitled to, and we all have a fresh start. So whatever your count may be or however you feel about it, just know that. We all can start over at any point. Every new day that you get is an opportunity to start over. And that's just the way I see it. You know, I don't think it should matter, especially if you're dealing with a different individual today than that person was.
Well, here we are. I couldn't have summed it up any better than that. Here we are at the 12 o'clock hour. We're in Central Standard Time Zone right now. It is Saturday at 12 o'clock, and hopefully for those of you who are listening, wherever you are, around the globe, that you have a fantastic day, evening, or night, depending on when you're listening to our show. Definitely appreciate the love and support. You can find us on all of our social media platforms and as Tea Talk Time. We are on Twitter, Facebook, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find us there. You can also check out our website and our blog at www.teatalktime.com. And that's pretty much all we have until next week's show. Definitely stay tuned. Keep on supporting us. Like, the love is phenomenal. We love it. We appreciate it. We love your ideas and suggestions about shows and even the questions that you guys send out to us. We basically give the best type of insight that we can based upon the experiences that we've had across this life. And that's pretty much it. Hope everyone have a good weekend. Hope everyone gets in formation. And that's my cut. Anyway, so everyone have a great, great weekend. Enjoy your wonderful, this is Valentine's Day weekend. I hope everyone enjoys their weekend with their love, their significant others. Or if you don't have one, then, you know,
get with your girlfriends, get with your guy friends, and
get
hang
with
out.
Your friends and hang out. And hang mm-hmm. out.
Happy Valentine's Day weekend to everyone, and be safe, enjoy it, and try to enjoy it responsibly, guys, please. And don't get hung up on if you didn't get anything or she didn't get anything. I think it's an overrated day anyways, but, you know, that's just me. But anywho, it's a beautiful day in DFW, guys. The sun is out. It looks very gorgeous outside, so get out and enjoy the day. And we will catch you guys again next week for another hot topic. And thank you again for all your support. And we are out.
Bye.